Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Stillsmith. I'm minister to the gangs in Manenberg and across Cape Town, where they call me the Gang Blaster. Well, after the past couple of weeks talking about different elements of hope, I thought it might be timely to speak this week on transformation. The Oxford Dictionary defines transformation as a marked change in form, nature, or appearance. For example, British society underwent a radical transformation, or a metamorphosis during the life cycle of an animal, or the induced or spontaneous change of one element into another by a nuclear process. And friends, that's the story of my life and faith walk, as I suspect it is many of yours. Part metamorphosis, part nuclear explosion, and part gradual, almost like a caterpillar slowly transforming into a butterfly. That's the story of our faith. But all of the transformative change being architected, convicted, and directed by the influence of the Holy Spirit. A few hours after this message goes to air, being Friday night in Sydney, Australia, I'm looking forward to the privilege of baptizing my eldest natural-born son, Barney, at our church's Friday night youth service. And that step of baptism is yet another representation of our transformation journey as people of faith in Jesus, consistently stepping forward, learning, committing, and resolving in and on our faith journeys. And so too it is with my gang lads in their journeys of transformation back in Cape Town. Though occasionally I have the privilege of seeing some of my gang lads lay down their arms on long ingrained ways of survival and turn away from gangsterism after a radical encounter with the Holy Spirit, and I see them do it instantaneously occasionally. But far more often, the process of transformation is a slow and gradual process. But it's a process that constantly, on balance, moves forward. Just as is the process of transformation in my life, despite being Christian for over 40 years now. And that's the beauty of Romans 12:2. Which says, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And I love it in the Amplified Version that says, and do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, so that you may prove for yourselves what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in his plan and purpose for you. Many scriptures need thorough explanation and context to understand, but this one is pretty simple and powerful. In essence, when we change our thoughts to God's thoughts rather than following the norms of the world, we get to see and thus can live out God's will for our lives, transformed by renewing our minds and thus able to see God's wonderful plan for our lives. How good is that? As I travel back home to my beloved South Africa next week, I can't wait to see the journeys of transformation continue in the lives of many of my gang lads. Not one of the tens of thousands of these so-called gang lads ever wanted to be a gangster. They grew up wanting to be more than, as the world might say, just a gangster. But circumstances and socioeconomic ones in particular mean that most of these young men are born without hope, without belief in a future, without opportunity, and without a bridge to walk across the chasm from where they were born to where God is calling them to that place of hope, of goodness, and of life. But as soon as they're given a chance of a glimmer of hope, they can start to imagine and see the sad reality, the superficial values and customs of the world they were born into, and thus they can become transformed gradually and progressively changed. But the key to this is the seeing of hope and the renewing of the mind, or focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes that then allow these lads to see that God has any plan for their lives, let alone the perfect plan that God has for all of our lives, even that of what society might cast aside as a mere gangster. So friends, today's message ends with a challenge. So what's the challenge? It's simply this. If these lads, often born into a fifth or sixth successive generation of gangsterism, and usually in the same gang, can be so impacted by the message of hope and transformation that is the gospel, then what's my excuse or what's yours? If God can radically transform, renew, and provide hope to these lads who are born without hope, without any realistic chance of a future, and with nothing but desolation, gangsterism, and generational poverty ahead of them, then what excuse do I, as a man of privilege, have? The simple reality is that almost any challenge that I may face in life is not as extreme as the challenge of most of these lads of just surviving their first year of life, let alone their first 30. So if God can be their hope, their transformative or nuclear force, then surely he can be mine too. Friends, let's allow our hearts and minds to be renewed this week, and let's remain committed to the journey of transformation. Whether we're young or old, rich or poor, healthy or health challenged, our best is ahead if only we continue to fix our eyes upon Jesus. Amen. Friends, thanks for listening in. This is Andy Steele-Smith. God bless.